all things are difficult before they're easy. Would you believe that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thoughts for Today. John Morley said, all things are difficult before they are easy. Have you ever thought about that? How everything seems to be difficult until it becomes easy. The more we practice with things, the more we utilize things, the more we perfect ourselves in things, the easier they become. It's easy for a craftsman to do his craft because he is trained in it. It's easy for a child to be a child because he's trained in being a child. It's easy for a husband to be a husband because he's trained in being a husband. And a wife to be a wife because she's trained in being a wife. My goodness sakes, those things are so naturally logical. Those things are so simple. Well, they're not. They are not. If we could only have a school taught by professional people, a school for children, how children could learn to be children. You say, well, who needs that? They do pretty well just by themselves. Yes, they do. But most parents don't know how to teach children. And the reason they don't know how to teach children is because they think children want things just because they ask for them. Children want things, they say they want things, because they want attention. Now, adults are the same way. We should know that. But people ask for things not because they want them, but because they want attention. Wouldn't it be nice to have a beautiful yacht? Oh, say, that'd be fun. Stop being logical. The minute you're logical, the minute you're reasonable, the minute you're taking the realistic point of view, you take all the fun out of it. Just imagine if you were one of China's 470 million millionaires. Isn't that a lot of millionaires? They have a lot of millionaires over there. Business Week magazine reports about how many millionaires there are in China. Now, many of these millionaires are buying yachts. And they're far from the ocean. But many of these millionaires are buying yachts. And they're not buying cheap yachts. They're buying yachts that run close to $1 million each. Maybe more. One of them runs, I think, $37 million. That's a lot of money. Now, wouldn't it be fun to have a yacht? Okay, let's just say it's fun to have a yacht. Now, presuming you can have a yacht, you're presuming you can afford it, you're presuming you can afford to take the time off from whatever you're doing to enjoy it, you're assuming that you know how to drive it, you're assuming that you know the rules of the road in the ocean, if you're going to be your own captain, or if you're going to hire someone. Usually you hire someone when you have a vehicle that's expensive. And so, you don't want to spend time driving your yacht all the time. You want to spend time enjoying being out on the ocean. You want to spend time enjoying the sea, or fishing, or doing whatever things you like to do. Maybe going swimming on your yacht. Having a swimming pool right on your yacht. Oh boy, wouldn't that be crazy? Yes. Now you see, to learn how to be a child, you must let your imagination roar and not worry that it's correct or reasonable or honest in any way, but just let it roar. Let it roar and let it be and have fun with it. You see, it's really something when you realize that all things are difficult before they're easy. It's difficult to have a yacht. You say, well, my gosh, you got to have all that money, you got to have time, you got to have... No, you don't have to have any of those things. In your mind, in my mind, I can have anything I like, anything that exists or doesn't exist, and enjoy it to the ultimate. And as I enjoy it to the ultimate, I am being thrilled with it. Now you say, well, you don't have it. Oh, yes, I do. Mentally, I have it. Joyously, if I think about it consistently enough, I will outwardly, objectively have it too. Things are like that. They're difficult until they're easy. We make things so difficult because we think we have to be logical about it. You got to go get a job. You got to have an inheritance. You got to have money from someplace for you to go out and foolishly spend it on things. Foolishly? Hey, foolishly, where did that word come from? Foolishly. My goodness. What a crazy thing to think things are foolish. What a crazy thing to think that foolishly things are done. When you have money, money is not of consequence to you. Many people say they'd like to light a cigar with a $100 bill because they'd like to be so abundant. Well, if Bill Gates wanted to light a cigar with a $1 million bill, it would be the same as somebody else lighting it for a $1 bill. And you think even that's foolish, you know. But it's not foolish. Those are just things that you do when you do. Can you imagine freezing to death and having a big bundle of money around you, and that's the only flammable thing available? And if you don't light that money on fire, little by little, keeping yourself warm, keeping yourself going, that you'll freeze to death. Now, you may ultimately freeze to death too, but you won't freeze to death so quickly. And you might even be saved. You might even come out of this. You might even figure it out. But if you didn't burn that money, you wouldn't have the heat to keep you warm. Now, oh, that's so difficult to burn it, because, you know, no, it's not difficult. What is more valuable, the money or your life? What is more important in life? Your pleasure, your joy, your harmony? Bin Laden, when he left this earth, he had tried to take the world back to the 7th century Buddhist, Mohammedan, Muslim type of training, type of a life. And the people weren't ready for it. But the people here in America, they're always ready for having a life filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with love. That's what we're all about. We're all about living at the moment, enjoying the moment, enjoying the thrills of the moment, the joys of the moment. And we don't need to take from anybody else. We don't need to wish anybody else had what we have. We just enjoy what we have. And we love what we have. And while it may seem a little difficult at times, it's really quite easy. It's quite easy what makes the world go round. I noticed a lovely little gadget, and I love gadgets. I noticed a lovely little gadget the other day. And it was created by a young man. He's 36, and he's been creating many things and doing quite successfully at it. Well, he and his girlfriend were traveling through Europe. And they were traveling through Europe, and they didn't know all the different languages. And they were trying to be proper, and they wanted to order their meals, and they wanted to do the normal things in these various countries that they went to. And so this young man said to himself, there's got to be a better way. Now, he has designed games for computers, and he's designed other very intricate things, so he's into that sort of thing. So what he did, he designed a little gadget, size of a wristwatch, you might say, or maybe a business card. That's a good size. He designed something the size of a business card. And he could take that gadget, and it's a camera. And he took a picture of whatever he's looking at, and instantly that picture would translate itself into the language that he wanted. He'd clue in his camera, I want German. And so he's going to look at some German, and it's going to be translated into English. Or he wants Italian translated to English, or maybe Chinese translated into English. Yes, all these various, very unique languages translated into English. And so he'd shine his camera at a sign, and the sign would be blood, blood, and then he'd read it, and it would translate into English and say, stop. Or it would say, no trespassing. Or it would say, danger ahead. Or he could read these signs, and he'd go in and read the menu. And he'd read the menu in the restaurant, so he wouldn't have to be buying things that he wasn't aware of what he was buying. Now, here he is, just because he and his girlfriend went shopping in Europe, And we're traveling and seeing all these different languages. He thought, well, I'm going to create this gadget. And so he did. And there's a big write-up of him in Business Week magazine. And he's just being so touted for doing this. And he's doing it because he's a genius. Because he wanted it. Because it was fun. Because there's no great, tremendous need for it. Oh, I'm sure there'll be a lot of uses for it. But people got by. People got by without it. But now they'll get by with it. And they'll say, wow, isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? All things are difficult before they are easy. What sort of imagination would you like to have? Wouldn't it be wonderful if there were a school for husbands? How to be the ideal husband? How to be the ideal relationship of one person to another? How to be, here's one. How to be the ideal friend? How to be the ideal friend? Seems like that would cover an awful lot of bases, wouldn't it? How to be the ideal friend? How to not get along, but how to delight in every other human being on the face of the earth that you meet. And how to choose the human beings on the face of the earth that you delight in more than others, or that you delight in specially, that you delight in to play tennis with, that you delight in to go to the theater with, that you delight in to play cards with, that you delight in to just sit and chat with. That you delight in to have a friend and to be whatever you might conceive friend to be. My goodness. Yes, things are difficult before they're easy, only because we try to understand them instead of be them. If they had a school for wives, my goodness. The wife would be the ideal wife. Now, what's the ideal wife? Can you just visualize in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, in your being, what an ideal wife would be? Is she a woman who is happy? Oh, hey, hadn't thought of that. An ideal wife is happy. Yes, an ideal wife is happy. Well, how about that? What's more things an ideal wife might be? Well, an ideal wife thinks that she has her ideal body. She's not trying to change it all the time, not trying to up, down, in, out, but she says, I have the ideal body. And she doesn't care what anybody else's opinion about her body is. She knows she has the ideal body. Now, wife means, presumably, she has a husband. So, she has the ideal husband. Whatever she conceives the ideal husband to be, thoughtful, considerate, loving, whether he makes money, that's good. If he is home or not home all the time, that's good. If he enjoys her, if he delights in her, if he finds her to be a wonderful, fulfilling person to be his dearest, most beloved friend, most beloved person in his life. Oh, yes. It's difficult until it's easy because we don't think about it. We don't think about it. Ah, yes. A school for wives, a school for husbands, a school for children, a school for friends, a school for being a human being. You know, wouldn't it be wonderful if they had a school for doctors? Oh, what they do? They have the school of medicine. No, no. A school for doctors. A doctor is not a medical man. A doctor is a perfect, ideal being who looks at any other being on the face of the earth and says, you are wonderful. You're not worthy of saving. You're not worthy of healing. You're not worthy of being a good person. You are a good person. You are good. And if the doctor, like the great philosophers and teachers of all time, could look at every patient and say, you are whole and perfect right now. I see that. Now let's polish up what we're looking at. Let's make it even better. Make it even more wonderful. But you're whole and perfect. You see, if you start from the premise of good, you can only get better. If you start from the premise of a friend being someone you delight in being with, and you get better as you get to know each other and you share each other's ideas and stuff, and husband delights in his family. He delights in himself first, and he delights in his family. He delights in his work. He delights in his house. He delights in his world. He is a happy man. A husband who is a happy man is a happy husband. My. And a wife who is a happy wife is a happy family person, a happy mother, a happy wife. Yes, it's difficult until it's easy. It's only difficult because we think it is not true. We think it is not real. We think it is not now. We think it is not something that's happening. But yes, it is. It's very much happening. It's very much real. It's very much in our world right now. It's very much very special. Are you ready for that very special experience in your life? Are you ready to realize that it's only difficult until it's easy? It's only difficult learning mathematics until you've learned it and then it's easy. Anything that we want to learn now, how do we learn it? How do we learn to be the perfect husband, perfect wife, perfect child, the perfect friend? How do we learn that? Well, to have friends, they say, you must be a friend. Well now, what is it that a friend is consisting of? Well, a friend is interested in you as a person, in what you are doing, in what you are thinking, in what you are living, and in what kind of a life you're enjoying. The friend is not interested in your troubles. It becomes maudlin that way and sympathetic and not beneficial at all. But a friend is interested in your highest and your best. A friend believes in you because the friend believes in himself. A friend is a fabulous being. And all the earth, were all the earth friends of one another as they really are. But if they were aware of it, there would be harmony everywhere. There'd be peace everywhere. There'd be love everywhere. You know, a friend is the epitome of unconditional love. A friend is the absolute concept, the absolute definition of unconditional love. A husband is the absolute expression of unconditional love. A wife is the absolute expression of unconditional love. A child, oh, a child is the absolute expression of unconditional love. The child has not yet learned to judge. A child has not yet learned to make opinions. A child is only looking with their heart at all of life. And we as parents sometimes kill that love that they look at with all of life. We kill their self-confidence. We kill their feeling of trusting everything and everybody. Ah, yes. Such is a friend who has absolute trust in you. Such is a husband, a wife, a child who has absolute trust first in themselves and then in the world about them. My, my, it is difficult until it's easy. And when we realize how easy it is when it's easy, we forget that difficult stuff and we say, yes, I can do it. Yes, I like it. Yes, the world is good. Yes, everything is beautiful. Yes. And as we learn to live in this yes attitude, this yes feeling, this yes world, everything goes so gloriously, so wonderfully, so beautifully, so perfectly. And we feel as though we are master indeed of everything in our world. Remember, it's only difficult until it's easy. And when it's easy, then everything in life becomes a wonderful, fabulous, delightful experience. Everything in life, every relationship, every experience, every person we meet, everything that we do is the most wonderful, joyous, fabulous experience we could ever have. Join with me in knowing that it's only difficult until it's easy. And it's easy now. I love you. I love you. I love you.